Last week, a cyclist was killed in a hit-and-run at the intersection of Northwest 16th Street and Classen Boulevard in Oklahoma City. The accident brought attention to a street that is notoriously dangerous for cyclists and pedestrians. The incident also sent shockwaves through the city's culinary community, as the cyclist who was killed was Chad Epley, a 31-year-old local chef. I'm Ben Felder, and this is Oklahoman Unfolded. Today is Monday, March 25th. Dave Cathy covers all things food for the Oklahoman. And Dave, first off, who was Chad Epley?
Well, Chad was just recently named the co-executive chef at VAST, which is sort of Oklahoma City's crown jewel for fine dining. Mm-hmm. And he'd been there for at least 3 or 4 years. Came in as a sous chef under Kevin Lee, who left in January, and he was the guy that followed him.
He was more like a little brother to me, so it's heartbreaking for me and, for a lot of people, because mm-hmm. he was like a brother to a lot of people, not just me, myself, and, seeing him grow so much and seeing him finally reach his dreams of becoming a chef at VAST, you know, and it was just so tragic to, see him gone at such an early age. But one thing I could say is that he left a great legacy behind.
And like a lot of professions, there's a tight-knit community within the city's culinary and restaurant world, which has grown a lot in the last few years. So that community has grown tighter and bigger.
Absolutely, yeah. It affected a lot of people when you understand that Chad began his culinary career making sushi at Penn Square Mall with Taylor Desjarlais, who's now the chef at Osteria. And so these things, those are two guys that are in their early 30s, but they've known each other for 10 years and they've fought through all the way. And guys like we had in today, Kurt and Kevin, they train these guys. They hire these guys. They become like family. When you work that kind of a job, it is a true team job. There's no individuals in the kitchen. It's all team. And so when you lose someone like that, it's not just you don't just miss that person's smile. It's beyond that. It's something's missing from your kitchen and for that matter to the community.
And what are some of the responses you've heard in the days since the accident?
Well, we had the guys in today, and they were talking about what a loss it is overall, because Chad had great passion. I knew Chad a little bit from the Oklahoma Restaurant Association's annual culinary cook-off that he finished third at once or twice in. And you could see he was an up-and-coming chef, had this great personality, a lot of talent. And you could see it was just a matter of time before he was going to be at the top. When it's not just people knew him, it's also people who knew of him and knew where he was headed. And so it really is like you've lost something that everyone was planning on. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that's going to help lead the way for the next generation of chefs. And so there's been a lot of that kind of response that, we need to step up. We need to fill in, because that's the spirit of that community. It isn't so much let's stop and look back. It's let's take what Chad left us and let's carry it forward.
His career was so promising. He was going to be one of the chefs that you're going to write your book about 20 years from now.
Right.
He would have his own chapter. And for him to come so far, I mean, Kevin and I know him a long time, but, he was kind of a young squirrely punk when I first met him. And I couldn't be more proud of somebody and how far they came and their accomplishments and just balancing out being a leader and taste and artistry and really good business sense at the same time. I mean, it's just tragic.
And how, you talk about the growing, food culture here in Oklahoma City, and how has it allowed young chefs to now kind of grow into their own and prosper? Now, Oklahoma City is a place where if you're an aspiring chef, you might be able to make it here.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely can make it here now. If you have the skills and the passion like a kid like Chad, then you will make it as Chad was making it, that's the thing is when you're in the – at the stage we are in our market, which is at this sort of like a renaissance, mm-hmm. There's a lot of positivity, a lot of excitement, a lot of optimism. A thing like this can change the direction of things if the community isn't tight-knit, and they are. So I don't think it's going to affect anything in a negative way. I think if anything, it will probably inspire a little extra elbow grease for a little while anyway.
And this can have ripple effects because people who may not even know Chad, you know, Vast may have been their favorite restaurant, mm-hmm. or they go there for special occasions. Mm-hmm. And so there is, it's a uniqueness in the culinary sure. world because you may not know, yeah. you know, the server or the chef personally, but yeah. you have a connection to the institution.
Absolutely. It's like, it would be like having a favorite song that you don't know who the singer is, you know, and then suddenly the person who sings that song is not around anymore. And a restaurant like Vast certainly has that, you know, that capacity because there is a personal approach there, and there is actual craft going on, and the chef's hands are on the plates and presenting, and so yeah, there's absolutely a connection between him and the community, not only through Vast, but what we forget a lot is how often a restaurant like Vast will be involved in charity events and serving food there, and, mm-hmm. and you know, doing events like out at the Westtown Day Shelter. You know, that's another person who was pushing towards a common goal who's no longer with us. You know,
yeah.
that's also a part of the loss.
You know, another takeaway from, you know, this tragic incident last week was, I think, you know, when the initial report comes out that this accident, you know, that this cyclist was hit by a car, it was a hit and run, you know, almost at 3 a.m, mm-hmm. your thought is, well, that's kind of in the middle of the night. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's the evening commute.
That's right.
A lot of people work in the restaurant industry. Right. And a reminder that the city is becoming more of a 24-hour city
yeah.
where when you have a growing restaurant and service yeah. community that's, you know, working into the early morning hours and, you know, is heading home at that time.
Yeah, it's, you know, in a weird way, it's full circle because this city, when it was born, was a 24-hour city. Restaurants in the earliest days were all 24-hour restaurants because, you know, you had packing town out there yeah. where people were working around the clock and they all got to eat and they all want to drink. And, you know, and the city has moved back towards more all-night dining options and things like that. And a restaurant like Vast, you know, the work doesn't end with the last diner. It goes into the night quite a ways, and there's ordering to be done. There's cleanup to be done. There's scheduling to be done, all these things. And there's also dinner to happen. And so, yeah, chefs very commonly will stop for dinner somewhere, stop for a drink, visit with friends, things like that. It's not uncommon at all. It's common practice, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, it kind of goes back to the idea that if this is the case, if we have a lot of people in our community that are operating in the middle of the night, then we probably should make sure that we're well lit. At the very least.
Yeah, and also an indication of these growing communities where you've got downtown where Vast
yeah.
is located and
yeah.
Chad's headed near his house near the Plaza District.
That's right,
you know,
that's right. Yeah.
And you've got this busy thoroughfare that's, you know, a lot of attention has been placed on how do we make it more friendly, walkable, you know, pedestrian.
Right.
And because there are people that are seeking out these communities and they're
for
merging
sure.
together.
For sure, it is. It's very, very important. You know, Oklahoma City, there was almost like this minor league mentality. We want to be there with the big guys and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And here in the last 10 years or so, there's been signs of that. And the community is really, they've really embraced it. And the idea that, you know, we're no smaller town than Dallas, you know, this idea, well, you can't overlook the details. You know, mm-hmm. the infrastructure is a part of that. You know, it's just you cannot overlook anything.
Yeah, and finally, Dave, I'm curious. Any interesting story about Chad or tidbit or saying that you can kind of leave us with?
Well, you know, I will say this. Kurt was we had lunch earlier today. Kurt Fleischfresser and Kevin Lee, and Kevin was the one that hired him, and he presented. You know, Chad to Kurt, and Kurt looked at me and said, are you sure this guy's going to be okay? Because Chad had, he liked to express himself through his hair,
yeah.
you know, and so he would color his hair and do different things with it and had a certain look about him that made Kurt a little uneasy, but Kevin absolutely vouched for him and then got him through anyway. And he was laughing about how that one little judgment could have gone the wrong way and they would have never known him. But you know, he was really a guy who all the stories I've heard so far are just, you know, about how much passion that he carried and that he shared.
Yeah. Well, Chad Epley, who was killed last week in a hit-and-run accident while on his bicycle, a reminder of the growing food scene and also a reminder of where the city still has room to grow. Dave, thanks so much for your time.
You bet.
Also making news in the Oklahoman. A bill is making its way through the state legislature that aims to increase the number of doctors practicing in rural Oklahoma. The legislation would allow doctors practicing in some rural communities to avoid paying income tax. Also, the race is on to replace Pam Pollard as the chair of the state Republican Party, which will hold its convention next month. Three men are in the race, including the chairs of the Oklahoma County and Tulsa County Republican parties. That does it for today's episode of Oklahoma Unfolded. I'm Ben Felder. See you Tuesday.